J.Q. Adams, sworn in for the defendant, 107th, to testify. I am a photographer. I took photographs of the Selig home at 68 E. Georgia Avenue from the inside and the outside of the back door, looking toward the passageway that leads in the dining room. The door into the dining room was open for me. This view, Exhibit 62, is view made from the outside of the rear door. I was about 3 feet outside of the door. The picture does not extend to the mirror or the sideboard. You could not see them from the outside. This, Exhibit 63 for defendant, is a photograph taken standing directly in the door. You could not see the mirror with the naked eye or in the picture. The following are views taken at the pencil factory. Defendant's Exhibit 64 is a picture of the safe, showing a view of the safe, standing just inside of the door of the office, looking toward the inner office. Defendant's Exhibit 65 is another view of the safe and office made standing in door. You could not see any part of Mr. Frank's desk in inner office, or a man sitting at desk or a telephone or a window. Defendant's Exhibit 66 is a photograph taken on the outside of the outer office, looking toward the inner office, with the safe door open. You could not see into the inner office, to Mr. Frank's desk or a man sitting there. Defendant's Exhibit 67 shows the pay window. Defendant's Exhibit 68 shows foot of the elevator shaft, showing the rubbish and barrels in and adjacent to the elevator shaft. Defendant's Exhibit 69 shows basement looking to back door to elevator shaft. Defendant's Exhibit 70 represents the corner of the place where the body was found, the body being found just about the left corner, behind the partition. Defendant's Exhibit 71 shows the exit to the back door of basement. Defendant's Exhibit 72 shows the entrance on the street floor. The elevator is behind the partition on the right of this photograph. Defendant's Exhibit 73 shows the elevator and trapdoor and stairway on the first or street floor. Defendant's Exhibit 74 shows the place where Conley says he found the body. The Defendant's Exhibit 75 shows the place where the cotton sacks were kept. Defendant's Exhibit 76 is a view of plating room. Defendant's Exhibit 77 is a view of the metal room, showing where the floor was chipped by the detectives in front of the dressing room. On the left is the ladies' dressing room. Defendant's Exhibit 78 shows the lathe. Defendant's Exhibit 79 shows a view from the third floor looking to the second floor. You can see a man walking from the metal room towards the elevator, just as is shown in this picture. Defendant's Exhibit 80 shows the elevator box on the second floor. Defendant's Exhibit 81 shows the wheels at top of the fourth floor. Defendant's Exhibits 82 and 83 show views of the metal room. Defendant's Exhibit 84 shows the doors of the metal room. These doors have glass in them. They do not lock. You can push them together, but the locks do not match. Defendant's Exhibits 85 and 86 show the metal closet with the door open and closed. All these photographs are fair representations and are as accurate as a photograph can be. I have had 20 years' experience. A slight change in the mirror would have made the corner of it visible and would have thrown part of the room in view. Cross-examination. The mirror could be turned so as to see a reflection in the hall. These photographs were made about a month ago. Sitting in the back door, you could not see very near the mirror at the Selig residence.